Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. This show is all about helping you become the strongest, healthiest, and sharpest version of yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. We talk about things that actually move the needle forward. Real conversations, no fluff. I bring on guests who've lived it, who've been through the struggle, who've figured things out in their own way. And now they're sharing the lessons so you can grow as well. This isn't just about quick fixes or overnight results. It's about better habits, better choices, and better standards, the kind that compound over time and build a life that you're proud of. Now, if you've been rocking with us for a little while now, you already know we've had doctors, entrepreneurs, athletes, healers. And today, I've got someone who fits that criteria as well. He's a fitness and IFBB pro, Cole McCollin. Like I mentioned, IFBB pro, which if you don't know, is one of the highest honors in bodybuilding. It's not something you kind of just stumble into. It takes years of work, discipline, dialing in the details, and a level of consistency most people can't even fathom. But what sets Cole apart and the reason I wanted him on is not just trophies or physiques. It's how he thinks. It's how he coaches. It's how he helps others. People like you and me take control of their health, their bodies, their routines, and really level up in that area of their life. This dude who knows how to push himself, but also how to meet people where they're at, whether you're trying to lose 20 pounds, gain muscle, reset your mindset, or just show up more consistently in your life, there's something in Cole's story that's going to hit for you. We're going to break down how he became a pro, what it actually takes to compete at that level, the misconceptions about bodybuilding and coaching, and why most people are spinning their wheels in the gym. He's also going to share some insights on how to build a foundation that lasts, not just for aesthetics, but for health, longevity, and confidence. So whether you're on your journey, lock in. This one's for you, and we'll be right back after this with Cole McCollin.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917, 800-360-1917, 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I have an amazing guest on with me today, Cole McCollin, an IFBB Pro. So get ready, take some notes, get inspired, and maybe rethink the way you're showing up for yourself every day in the gym or in life. So let's get into it. Cole McCollin, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good. First, it's McMullen, just so you know.
My apologies.
All good.
So I want to jump right into it. I'm super excited to have you on Live Better. And just so the audience can maybe get to know you a little bit more, I want to know how you got started on your fitness journey and what inspired you to take it in to become, competitive on the level you're at.
All right. So I am 36. So my fitness journey really started back when I was around 22, and that was a time in my life where I wasn't doing the best as far as just choosing what people I chose to be around and what I was getting into. So I kind of went down like a negative path, and then I had a buddy actually that was into football and stuff like that, so he worked out and stuff and kind of saw what I was doing and wanted to pull me out of it and just was like, hey, come work out with me. So really it started with like P90X and just going to the gym with my buddy and doing that. And I quickly saw that just with that, my body was changing pretty quickly, but it wasn't getting bigger necessarily. So then I was like, all right, it's time to lift some weights and see what we can do with that. Slowly started getting more into the weightlifting aspect of it. And then that was just a snowball effect to, I met a girl about a year after that. She was a nutritionist. So she was like my introduction to just learning everything about nutrition and really applying that to myself as well. So then that also really propelled me forward as far as how my physique was looking. And then like a couple years after that, that's when the men's physique division was introduced. And I wanted to do that division because obviously I was lifting and everything, but like it being a bodybuilder was never something I really thought I could do. So with the men's physique division, I saw that and I was intrigued and decided that I wanted to, after building muscle for, you know, 5 or 6 years really, that it was time to, you know, peel away layers and kind of see what I looked like. And that's when I did my first show. The first show I did, I got top five. I prepped myself for the first show, so that was just my own dieting experience on like what I knew at the time. But I still knew I could do better. So then after that, I had hired a coach, and then I went and went. I won my next show after that, and I actually won the next two shows after that. So that was two overalls that I had won. And then I went on to do my first national show. That was a fourth place finish. So that was really huge for me. So that's kind of when I got the insight that I had a knack for this, that like I could probably do something with this. Cause before that, like I did well at those two prior shows, but I never really like said to myself, like, hey, I'm going to try to go pro now or anything like that. It was just a natural progression. And with, when I did do the national show, that's after that fourth place placing, I was like, okay, I'm really going to put my all into this over the next couple of years. I took a full season off to make the improvements necessary. And I came back in 2020 and the year of COVID actually, which was a circus of a year with shows, and finally made it happen at the end of that year.
So and I don't know if you mentioned this. So at what age did you start your first competition? Because you said you're 36, correct?
So the first show I did, I was 28.
Okay, and then so from that point, how long did it take to get your IFBB Pro? Because I don't know if you mentioned to me how recently you got it.
So when I got it, let's see here, it was 2020, so that was 5 years ago. I was 31.
Okay, so that took you probably, what, 9 years of grinding to get to that point?
Yeah, for sure. Like the amount of time that I did before even doing my first show, it's not like I didn't show up at my first show and like, oh, I'm just kind of trying to have an experience. Like when I did my first show, I was capable of winning. I just needed to be leaner. Like I already had the muscle necessary to do very well at a regional show.
And I know that you said you were kind of in a bad spot in 2022, and that's how you kind of got in lifting. But I mean, what really made you fall in love with the sport? I mean, I go to Lifetime. You know, a lot of people just go there, get their lift in, go home, you know, eat their meal and just kind of hang out. They don't really take it any further than that. But you had that itch for more. What was that itch? And, you know, what kind of motivated you to take it to the next level?
So I really think that plays into just my personality type, to be completely honest. And I've even noticed that with coaching, you know, with the people that I come across. But with myself, I'm just a straight obsessive addictive type person. So I took, you know, from being, you know, an addict with substances, right, that didn't serve me, I channeled that into weightlifting, into having an obsession with being better myself. And over time that just really built a lot of character and discipline within myself. And yeah, I mean, I think I'm just the kind of person that I've always thought of this may sound almost like narcissistic, but I just always thought I was capable of like being great at something. I wasn't sure what it was, like even in my younger years, but getting into it just felt like all of it was meant to be as I continued to get into it, I guess. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I don't think it's narcissistic at all to say that. I think 99% of people who are successful had the feeling of knowing that they can be great, And I feel like that enables someone to take it to the next level in whatever passion they're pursuing. So, I mean, it really is an inspiring story that you have from 22 to 36. And now from going from somewhere where you would consider struggling to a successful IFBB pro and a successful coach. And I've seen some of your client success stories. I mean, it really is motivating. I'm assuming you never, I mean, did you see yourself at this point in your life when you were 22, where you're at now at 36?
Oh gosh, no. I wouldn't even have, like, I didn't even see myself where I am, I would say, even 5 or 6 years ago. Because I've been coaching for 7 years now, and even when I, like, first got into it, I realized I had a knack for it as I was helping people. But since coming out to Dallas, Texas 3 years ago, I would have never been able to predict what my life has turned into. And really that's, you know, just a testament of, like, how committed I am, my hard work, and just really the belief that I have in myself, I guess.
Yeah, and what brought you out to Dallas, Texas? I mean, where were you before this?
So I was melting steel in a foundry. So basically, you know, for 10 years of my life, I worked third shift, and I would go to a job where I would melt 3,000 degree steel into different grades of metal. And I was just, it was a pretty bad environment. If anyone's familiar with foundry work, you know, it's a type of work where you go and start working, and in 30 minutes after you're there, you're blowing black stuff out of your nose because the environment's so just dirty, right? So even I think being in an environment like that was another, it really pushed me to understand that this can't be what my life is going to, like, you know, this is not how my life is going to unfold and me staying here, because seeing the people that I worked around, seeing how rough it was on them, and also just seeing that it's like a minimalistic mindset where it's just getting by, in a sense, and everybody almost starts to live for the weekend, that kind of thing. And the reason I came out to Dallas after I decided to leave that job, and I will say that even before, like, leaving that job, it wasn't like I was coached. Like, I started coaching, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to make this jump, right? I worked that job, and I coached full-time for 3 years, doing the two together. So that was a very, probably the hardest time of my life when it came to, like, you know, always constantly having to get done, but being spread thin, not getting sleep, because I was also getting my pro card at that time as well, which is, it's really hard to fathom how I did it. But during that time, I was creating my own belief in myself by watching myself produce and help people. And by the time I had left that job, you know, the coaching that I was doing was matching or beating the income that I was making from that other job. And I knew that there was going to be, there's an uncertainty that you have to face when you make a leap like that. And that's why those years prior of doing the two together, I think, were needed. Because I think a lot of people try to make the whole online coaching gig work before the skill set is built and the belief is created within themselves. And that's the whole imposter syndrome, which I'm sure, like, we all face a little bit, but, like, that can be, there's a spectrum of it, right? And that, so when I made that leap over, like, the next 8 months, it was a bit rough. And every day it seemed like I was trying to make more happen than I ever did just to keep it afloat. But eventually, With having all of that time now to put into this, it definitely caught fire. And I think moving to Dallas was the best decision I ever made, because when I left my full-time job, I was in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, and I just didn't see the future of it's hard to say future, because like I said before, like, I never predicted this, but like, I just knew some things, right? Like, I knew the Midwest isn't going to be the place to be where people are necessarily really focused on their health. And also, income-wise, it probably isn't the best place either. So, I mean, Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Cole, I'm sorry. I have to cut you off. We'll jump right back into when we go into our second segment. But I want to hear a little bit about your discipline and how you got through this and those big leaps that you took. So I'm Blake Byrne. You're tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're still here with Cole, an IFBB pro in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, Cole, I want to jump right into it. I got a lot of questions for you and a lot of information that I know that you have. But you were talking about Well, actually, I'm just gonna ask a question and people understand. So for anyone who is in the position you were in, grinding at a job that you may not like, but also pursuing a passion, how do they go about it? And do you have any words of wisdom for those people?
Yeah, the number one thing that needs to occur is you need to make sure that you put in the time necessary to develop the skill set and make sure you're damn good at it. Because, like, for instance, coaching, it could be whatever skill set, but coaching, there are a ton of coaches, a ton. So the quickest way to separate yourself is to make sure you're serving everybody that comes across you to work with you to the best of your ability. And like, service isn't necessarily just getting them results. It's also like how you can communicate with them, the relationship you build, even the professionalism of how you're, you know, giving them the nutrition and training and everything like that. And there's just a whole picture to it. So just making sure that you can look back and your work and the results that, you know, your service provides, it speaks for itself.
I love it. Keep working while you gain the credibility and the knowledge to do what you can do best. So I want to jump into what you know best, fitness and nutrition. One question that I have is, there are so many different types of training styles out there, whether you're talking about calisthenics, bodybuilding, powerlifting, what's it called when they do like, I'm blanking so hard right now.
Hydrox?
What's that?
Isn't that the new thing is Hydrox or Hyrox?
I've never heard of that, but I'm curious to hear about that as well. But I mean, you have all these different training styles, and social media is a big influence in people's life. And they hear, hey, train like this, train like that. But in your eyes, what is the most optimal way to train, whether you're a bodybuilder or just someone who's trying to get their 1 hour fix in the gym every day?
All right. So when I am delivering training to somebody, I think the biggest thing to consider is like somebody's psychological preferences when it comes to training. Now that also needs to be considered that they're doing some type of, you know, weightlifting and like progressive overload involved in there. But at the end of the day, I could give somebody a hardcore training split that's going to get them huge, but if they don't want to do it, it doesn't matter, right? So figuring out how an individual why they enjoy being in the gym and how I can incorporate the things they enjoy with giving them something that's still going to challenge them and elicit the growth or just get them to the goals that they want to achieve. Now, when it comes to building muscle, the main thing there is going to be progressive overload. And then there's other aspects to that as far as just making sure somebody understands how to train correctly with execution and bringing the intensity necessary into the gym to create, you know, break down and create that stimulus. So, yeah, I create training in all different ways, but I think the psychological aspect is the biggest part. I'm going to make sure somebody's getting stronger, and if we're getting stronger and they enjoy being in there, we're going to be getting better.
So what you're saying is basically just whatever gets somebody in the gym and gets them moving.
Yeah, because I mean, this is really going to be based on experience level, right? But if we're going to go like a young guy, right, that's maybe 20 to 25 that wants to build as much muscle as possible, that's going to be mainly focused around progressive overload and the foundational multi-joint movements and obviously isolation. But like, there's just your main bread and butter movements that have been done over time that are going to build tissue. So making sure that they're doing these movements correctly to be able to, you know, facilitate that process is what is most important. And that's why, like, when I'm coaching anyone, that's one of the things I cue in on most is training. So getting as much training videos as I can from an individual through that first couple of months that I'm with them, so I know that what I'm giving them, they're doing how I want them to be doing it. And as long as that we can get that in line and I can gauge their intensity and based off of their intensity, gauge what's needed as far as, you know, volume sets, all these things, intensity techniques, and then also making sure recovery capabilities are there, we'll make progress.
So what about for the people, because you said, you know, kind of whatever gets someone in the gym, but what about the people who don't show up to the gym? We got 60 seconds here. So I'm going to ask you a quick short question. What is a misconception that you see a lot of people doing in the gym that just kind of bugs you?
Well, I think most people get into the gym without any understanding of how to train. So, like, for instance, something that bugs me is if somebody that goes in the gym and they want to go to the bench press right away, they want to go to the squat, do a squat right away. Like, these are advanced movements, right? So there's just a more basic approach that needs to be taken, machines, etc.
All right, there you have it. Cole, IFBB Pro, we got one more second with you, with him coming up. So we'll be right back after this with a little bit more.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Live Better. We're on our final segment here with Cole, an IFBB pro in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and also an amazing coach. So if you're here, you're still tuned in. I have a few questions about nutrition, fitness, and a little bit more if we have time. So Cole, I want to jump right back into it, and I want you to be able to finish what you were saying beforehand. You were talking about, my question was, what's kind of your biggest pet peeve when you see a beginner in the gym or people who are been in the gym for a long time but think something's correct but really isn't? You were kind of talking about, you know, compound movements. I would like you to finish up on that a little bit, please.
So there's just certain movement patterns that somebody shouldn't just be entering the gym and just attempting to do. Okay, there just needs to be, you know, the horse before the cart, that kind of thing. You know, a cart before the horse, whatever. Like you need, before you go and perform a squat, there's just so many fundamental things as far as biomechanics that you need to understand before you just begin doing that movement. And that's where, depending on where somebody's experience is, you oftentimes utilizing things like machines or a Smith machine, something that's going to be a more controlled movement, right? Where people can, or a person can focus on what they're doing while they're moving the load rather than actually like trying to control and balance the load. So based on what I see and what somebody's doing and where they're at, I may, you know, almost set them back based on what they think they can do just so we can develop the correct movement patterns before we get back into something more complex.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And I definitely see that a lot at the gym as well. Like I'll see someone doing a squat and their back is like folded all the way over. And I'm like, dude, that does not look comfortable. But a few questions for about nutrition. I actually have a buddy here with me right now. So I had him ask me a question. What's the best time to ingest your food before you go to the gym? And what would you recommend eating as well before they show up to the gym?
Okay, so this is where, okay, inter-individuality is a huge thing, right? Because I can tell you what I normally will have somebody eat, which is probably going to be something a little bit faster digest, like on the digestive system. So like something that's going to go through you quickly, not sit in you, and you can get in the gym and utilize it right away, in a sense. But not everybody's day-to-day schedule is the same. Like some people may need to eat a meal and have a couple hours before they're in the gym. Another person might have to eat a meal and get in the gym in a half an hour, right? And then also depending on what time of day they're training, night, morning, all of these things need to be considered. And then ultimately feedback from the client, because I could give somebody, oh, this is what, you know, maybe 50% of my bodybuilders are somewhat taking in. Obviously portions for each individual is different, but like, you know, let's just give a classic whey isolate, cream of rice, peanut butter, or like, you know, something easy to take in. But another person might say they'd like to eat beef and sweet potato and they feel great eating that before they get in the gym, where another person's saying that sits in their stomach. So ultimately, the biggest thing is really gauging feedback. But if I were to give a generally, somebody wants to eat a meal an hour to an hour and a half before getting in the gym. And that should be a good time frame for digestion and, you know, just being able to use the food that you just put in yourself.
So a big thing, I kind of want to tie into this a little bit, but a big thing that people overlook, and I know that I overlooked when I first started lifting, was I never really recovered. I would go 7 days a week, bench 6 days out of the week as well. How do you balance intensity and recovery in your own routine and with clients?
So, well, with myself, I'm just, it's one of those things that I just kind of go by feel. I've been doing this long enough where I will never train more than 3 days in a row, ever. But I usually am doing some type of 3 days on, a day off, and then 2 days, another day off. But with clients, I mean, this is a huge thing, right? Because most younger guys that come to me, or even women that come to me, are training 5-6 days a week. And really, unless you're enhanced, or I mean, maybe in a contest prep setting where we need that extra expenditure and there's a weak body part and we just want to, you know, throw some stimulus there just to help kind of remind that muscle not to go anywhere as we're in a deficit, that can be implemented. But overall, like the volume and everything like that needs to be adequated for as well, so that you don't continue to dig them in a hole and build fatigue up. Nobody needs to be training 6 days a week. And if you are training 6 days a week, you're just not training hard enough. And that's where that whole gauging somebody's intensity to give them what they need as far as training and frequency and all that is needed. And then the same thing with women. Like, most women don't need to be training 5 days a week. I would say 4 days is sufficient, because women are even less resilient when it comes to stress and having fatigue build. So making sure those recovery capabilities, because that's even going to be more of an impact on a woman as far as creating resistance within the body than necessarily a man. But ultimately, just for men as well, it may not like affect, let's say, weight loss or fat loss as much as a woman, but it's still going to affect your ability to build tissue.
So I guess that leads me to my next question then. Do women and men, should they have like polar opposite workout programs, or like how does a woman versus a man's program structure, differentiate?
So obviously there's like, okay, men, women, there's going to be differences there, but ultimately it's just going to be individual differences. Cause I do have women that can, like some of my advanced athlete females that I coach can train 5 days per week, but they've also have been training and doing this for, you know, 7-8 years, and they've learned how to be intense and just like precise about what they're doing in the gym. Because I would say that's another thing, is that people go in the gym and there's the intent behind what they're doing isn't fully there. And I think that's just something that's learned over time by realizing what needs to be done to create the results that you want. But when it comes to actual building physiques, of course, women and men are going to differ highly, just because most women don't want to be as jacked as a man, especially in the upper body. So those little differences as far as splits and, you know, how many, a woman's probably going to hit legs a little bit more than a man will. Especially if they're trying to build certain parts of their legs. If a woman is a woman, let's say if I'm coaching like a figure, a woman's physique competitor, they could have a split that's very similar to a man. So there's definitely situations where it's like not going to differ much. But most of the time, based on what majority of women want to look like compared to a man, those general differences are pretty straightforward. So like a woman's not really going to be training chest too much. I wouldn't say that's necessarily a muscle that a woman needs to build unless they're a competitor, and that's specifically the division that they're going to be competing in calls for it. Let's see. But with women, I definitely would say, like, the whole rule I said before, like, 3 days. Like, even with myself, I train 3 days on, 1 day off. I don't like to see women train more than 2 days in a row. So I think those are just, like, the little differences. So, I mean, they can be very different, but, again, they can be very, very similar.
That's interesting. I didn't really – I mean, I thought about it sometimes, just when I see, you know, men and women lifting, if there should be a difference. But I like that, and that's an interesting thing to know. So a big thing in the recovery world right now is, you know, sauna, cold plunge, red light. Do you have any, you know, I guess, out of the ordinary takes on that, or do you kind of agree with all of them?
So, okay. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I've done a bunch of research on any of these modalities, but I've heard other experts speak on things. And I know that as far as actual hypertrophy and building muscle, I know that ice baths aren't very advantageous for that. So if you're somebody that's serious about building muscle, I would not suggest doing ice baths regularly.
I would say the same, I heard that too.
Yeah, so but sauna, knock out 10 to 15 minutes, you know, 3-4 days a week. It'll do nothing but benefit you.
I'm glad to hear that, because I'm a big sauna guy. So when it comes to motivation, what's that?
I was like, yeah, I'm like, I am too. That's I'm happy the research came out the way it did, because I'm not trying to get an ice bath.
Yeah, no, I like that as well. I heard it. Saunas boost like 15% muscle growth as well. You know, producing shock proteins. And I think
that is absolutely correct. I know I've read that before.
But to move on to motivation, which is, or I guess maybe we should say determination. I mean, it's a big thing that plays in people's life. How do you stay determined when days get hard, or you don't want to eat that meal, or maybe you don't even deal with that problem? Maybe you're so motivated and determined that you don't deal with that. But if you do, how do you get through those days, and how do you convince yourself to keep going?
So this is going to just be unique to me, because I don't know if, depending on what people have gone through in their life, right? Like, I come from nothing, man. So, I mean, I've seen the worst of the worst. You know, I've been homeless before. So I just have, like, an insatiable hunger to keep building myself up. Honestly, that's as straightforward as I can get with it. Because even like what I said, like where I am today, like I would have never thought I could be where I am today. But with that, I also believe I can do anything now, like absolutely anything. So I just remind myself anytime I'm having rough moments to just kind of just zoom out, right? And take a big look at the big picture and what I've done, and just realize that things do get hard. It's part of the journey. It's part of what builds you, and that you got to face it right, like directly, and just go right through it. It's really, there's no other way, because nobody else is going to save you but you. That's the rawest advice that you can get.
I love that. Pure grit. Hey, Cole, I want you to have a chance to shout out your socials. I really appreciate you coming on to Live Better today.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. My Instagram is really where you can reach me if you'd like to. It's CoachCole_IFBBPro. And then, so I have a ton of transformations of my work on there, but also my business is Crafted Physiques. And that's just at Crafted Physiques on Instagram.
All right, Cole, thank you so much. We'll be right back after this.
Mm-hmm. We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
And that's going to do it for today's episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I just want to give a quick shout out to Cole Stuff one more time because these people come on for free and I want to provide as much value that I can to them as well. So Cole's tag on Instagram is CoachCole_IFBBPro. CoachCole_IFBBPro on Instagram. What a conversation. Huge shout out to Cole again for not only showing up, but bringing real insights, real experience, and real value. It's not every day that I get to sit down with an IFBB pro who's not just in it for the spotlight or stage photos, but who's actually cares about helping people build strong, capable, and confident bodies. That's kind of rare. And what I hope you guys picked up from today's episode is that it's deeper than just lifting weights or tracking macros. It's about discipline. It's about identity. It's about creating a standard for yourself and showing up for that standard every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Cole talked about the grind, the sacrifices, the mindset it takes to go pro, but he talked about the importance of recovery and balance and doing things right. But most importantly, he reminded us of the success in fitness and in life doesn't come from shortcuts. It comes from stacking those boring, consistent days over and over and over again until one day you realize you became the kind of person that you used to look up to. And that's what Live Better is about. It's not a show about hacks or trends or whatever's going viral this week. It's about truth. It's about learning from people who've done it, failed at it, learned from it, and are now here to help you avoid the same mistakes and level up faster. So thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I hope you guys got to take a few things away from it to better yourself this week. So until next time, keep showing up for yourself, keep raising that bar, and as always, live better. I'll see you next week.